This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Bonnie North. If you were downtown at the corner of Water and Wisconsin yesterday, you probably saw the graphic images and heard the exhorting through a bullhorn. And you'll see and hear both all week because two anti-abortion groups will hold protests here through the weekend. WUWM's Mayon Silver was on the scene yesterday, and she's here now to tell us more. Mayon, thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Bonnie.
Who are the groups, and why are they here in Milwaukee?
Okay, so two anti-abortion groups, Operation Save America and a group called Missionaries to the Preborn, have converged in Milwaukee. They've decided to partner here to stage rallies and events for the week until Saturday the 20th as part of their national conference. Abortion rights advocates have also arrived from across the country to counter the events. So Operation Save America is based in Texas, and basically they have a national event every year, and this year it's in Milwaukee.
So tell me a little bit more. Who are they and what is their mission?
So both groups are part of the religious right. They focus their interpretation on the Bible. Abortion is their main issue. Here's actually one group member, Matthew Wiersema, who was on the corner of Water in Wisconsin yesterday.
We're exposing the abortion genocide that's going on, that's hidden away, but it's going on. It's rampant in our culture. They're mass murdering preborn children inside killing facilities across the nation.
So what is the theme of this year's conference?
The theme of this year's conference is complete the work. In other words, to abolish abortion in all circumstances. The group calls themselves abolitionists. So basically, they equate their mission of ending abortion with the abolition of slavery in this country. But they are actually also known for derisive statements about Muslims and gays.
So those stances seem pretty controversial. How do other folks look at these groups?
We reached out to the Southern Poverty Law Center. They said currently Operation Save America is not designated as a hate group. I spoke with Brian Levin, a professor at Cal State University who also follows hate groups. Here's his take.
Operation Save America is a controversial pro-life group that, unlike many others in the pro-life movement, is known for its direct confrontations, particularly at medical facilities providing abortion.
He said it's the latest incarnation of a group that was known for protests at medical facilities decades ago. Levin said what's interesting is that the group is still energized to confront and protest, even at a time when abortion opponents are actually getting victories through legislation and policy. So Levin said that basically that's the group's approach to protest, and their biases against Muslims and gay people turn away many pro-life people. The group's members say their protest is, quote, nonviolent and loving. And here's actually one of the leaders of this week's event. His name is Ante Pavkovic of North Carolina.
Yeah, look, we're a Christian group. We're not violent. We don't believe in that. Our message is really what we're doing is all we can do is pray, speak, you know, beseech, preach to, show people, give them literature, and that's where it ends. I mean, we can't make anyone do anything.
What are anti-abortion groups here in Wisconsin thinking about this?
There was some lack of support among Wisconsin anti-abortion groups for the group and their message. In a statement, Heather Weininger of Wisconsin Right to Life said, quote, "We don't support the activities they do and really don't have any further comment than that."
So why are they meeting in Milwaukee this year? Is there a particular reason?
People we talked to said a main reason the event was held here had to do with pastors Matt Truella and Jason Storms. Those guys are based in Milwaukee, and they're both active in Operation Save America. Truella founded Missionaries to the Preborn, which is also a local group. They're part of churches that have been invested in ending abortions, essentially. And abortion rights proponents also say that there's something else involved. They say the protesters see an opportunity to get full legislative bans on abortion in Wisconsin.
So what was going on at the events in Milwaukee? What are they like? What's the mood?
So I was downtown yesterday afternoon around lunch hour at the protest on Water in Wisconsin. There was a man with a megaphone. He was speaking into the intersection. He was supported by a group of people with red, black, and white t-shirts that said Jesus is the standard. There were crosses on them. There was a mix of men and women, but none of the people I talked to were from Wisconsin. They were actually from places like North Carolina, Texas, Illinois, and they consistently use graphic images of aborted fetuses as part of their protests.
With those protests and those graphic images in high-profile places like downtown Milwaukee, what kinds of reactions were you getting from passersby?
A lot of people downtown did not want to speak about this. Not people crossing the street, not people on their lunch break, especially not the guys in line for hot dogs at the hot dog stand. There were two young women who wanted to go by their first names, Abby and Cass. They worked downtown. I sort of chased them across the street while they were crossing, and here's what they said.
You guys, are you willing to speak with me? I'm with Public Radio. Or are you in a hurry?
We're going to get back to work.
Okay, because I was just going to ask you your reaction about the protests over there.
Pretty gross.
A little interesting that it's all dudes over there.
Yeah, I'm considering it doesn't affect their bodies or, you know, have as much effect on them and their lives. It's interesting that they have that much of an opinion. So.
There was some additional reaction. A woman named Lisa said she works downtown, and she added the following.
They have the right to do what they want. I think it's a little disruptive, but they have their rights.
We know about the one downtown because it's literally underneath our office. Were there protests and other events elsewhere?
Yes, there were. There were protests at Affiliated Medical Services Abortion Clinic on Farwell and also at the Planned Parenthood Clinic on Water Street. Those are two of three abortion clinics in the state. The other one is in Madison. So they were really focused on those spots. There were lots of police in the area keeping a watchful eye. We reached out to MPD, actually, to see if they're anticipating anything from the week's events, but we haven't received comment yet.
So the protesters and folks on the street, we got some reaction from them. What about counter-protesters? I'm assuming there were some.
There definitely were, and there's organizations that are organizing full protests and events in response to Operation Save America. Specifically, one person that I talked to was Duverne Gaines. She's director of the Feminist Majority Foundation's National Clinic Access Project. Their national offices are in L.A. and Arlington, Virginia, but she was in town for what she described as her organization's mission, to protect embattled reproductive health care providers. Gaines told me, actually, that her group trained almost 50 volunteer escorts in Milwaukee on Thursday night, and then she talked about additional legal help.
We also have had lawyers volunteering their time coming up from Chicago, Madison, elsewhere to be legal observers and to look out to support this provider. Hundreds and hundreds of community members are here assisting this clinic and also on standby to assist Planned Parenthood, make sure this clinic stays open and all the providers in this community stay open.
Affiliated Medical Services and Planned Parenthood both issued statements. AMS said that, quote, no one should be harassed, intimidated, or shamed for trying to obtain the health care they need or even just walking by a health care clinic. They continued with a fairly lengthy statement, but they also said, quote, we ask that members of our community who support us do so by not engaging with these anti-abortion extremists due to the long history of violence in the anti-abortion movement. And to be clear, I did look up as to whether there were incidents of violence with this organization, Operation Save America. I haven't seen anything in the recent past, potentially in the 90s or mid-90s. There were some incidents with some of the leaders.
So these protests are happening here. Are they different from what's happening around the country? Is this a bellwether of mood around this issue?
Operation Save America has held these events in places around the country like Wichita, Kansas, and Indianapolis. And abortion rights supporters note that the climate has been ripe for abortion restrictions around the country. I'm going to refer back to the comment by Brian Levin earlier, the professor, who said that it's kind of interesting that they're using tactics like protests and confrontation when anti-abortion groups are getting results based on legislation. But I think these groups are just trying whatever they can do. And the fact is that a number of states have taken action to place more restrictions on abortion.
Mayon, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bonnie.
That was WUWM's Mayon Silver.